This is Express FM.
Supported by City of Portsmouth College. Find your brilliance.
Wait for the whistle to blow. And we are underway on Express FM.
For the fans, by the fans.
The atmosphere around Fratton at the moment is great, and that's spilled over into the training ground, and the boys are very, very positive.
Giving you a voice.
Everyone has sort of a smile on their face. It's going really well, and it's up to us to keep that, even in a tough moment.
This is the Football Hour.
And it's a good one.
With Jake Smith.
The time has come. After 12 years away, the Blues are finally back. Portsmouth Football Club have been promoted to the Championship.
Cross comes into the near post, headers into the net! Shaughnessy! Surely Pompey are heading for the Championship! It's Portsmouth 3, Barnsley 2, it might be the title!
Connor Shaughnessy with the late winner at Fratton Park on Tuesday night to not only seal Pompey's return to the second tier of English football, but also confirm the Blues as League One title winners. Do not pinch yourself. Do not adjust your radios. You are indeed hearing correctly. Portsmouth will be playing in the Championship next season. We'll be getting all of the reaction to that midweek victory and providing a celebratory edition of the Football Hour between now and seven. Match winner Shaughnessy, who has now surely etched himself into Pompey folklore, will be on the way this evening.
Unbelievable feeling, and you can see what it means to the people of Portsmouth. Never felt anything like it before, and I think it's what we deserve as a group.
Sean Raggett and Marlon Pack to come too, and we'll hear from the man who has led the club to this historic moment. A man who many doubted, who plenty would have been fair to feel apprehensive about at the time of his appointment. But there is no doubt now that John Mousinho, in his first full season of management, has proved a lot of people wrong. What a phenomenal job the gaffer has done since arriving. He has done what previous managers could not, proving that experience and reputation is not a necessity to achieve success. We'll be hearing tonight from a jubilant John Mousinho.
We've obviously been thinking about this over the past couple of weeks, but nothing can actually prepare you for the moment and the feeling and the fans coming on the pitch. Once the dust settles, the best thing about this, in my opinion, apart from getting promoted to the Championship, is the fact that we've got a couple games left and we can enjoy it.
The Blues are up and it's party time here on the South Coast. A very, very good evening and welcome to Express FM. I've been waiting a long time to say these words. You are listening to a promotion special of the Football Hour.
The Football Hour.
Driven by Stagecoach across the South. Download the app now from the App Store or Google Play to view up-to-date timetable information and to prepay for your journey.
Express FM.
Well, after 12 years away from the Championship, 7 years in League One, we've had playoff failures, heartbreak pretty much every season. And of course, there has been the administrations, the near liquidations, nearly being relegated out of the Football League when we were in League Two. Those were the dark days. But now, finally, John Mousinho has brought that feel-good feeling back to the South Coast. Pompey will be playing in the Championship next season. They have been automatically promoted from League One as title winners with two games to spare, following that 3-2 victory and a dramatic victory of that over Barnsley at PO4 on Tuesday night. We'll be discussing all of the action from Fratton Park with my two studio guests, Alex Fletcher and Threddy Webb, between now and 7 o'clock. We're going to get the thoughts of you back home. We're going to hear from John Mousinho, Connor Shaughnessy, Sean Raggett and Marlon Pack. We also want to hear from you guys tuning in from back home. Get in touch. 81400 is our text number. Start your messages with the word Express. You can email Pompey at expressfm.com. Tweet using at expressfm. Visit facebook.com/PompeyLive. Or the very best way to get in touch with us is via the Express FM app, which you can download for free on the Apple app and Google Play Store. You can send us a message on there, or even better, send us a voice note. You can quite literally have your thoughts heard live on radio if you can send us a voice note via the Express FM app. Well, what a rollercoaster decade and a little bit it's been for Portsmouth Football Club, but finally they are back in the second tier of English football. Back at last.
At last, my love has come along.
Kamara shoots, and it's in the net, and Regan Poole has his first Portsmouth goal.
My lonely days are over.
Lane scores!
And life is life.
on in the middle and into the net. And this time Bishop won't miss.
Oh, yeah, yeah, at last.
Trick underneath it. It's heading into the net. And Pompey have stolen it right at the net.
The sky's above the blue.
Chalk to see. Oh, I don't believe it. He's done it again.
My heart was wrapped up in clover.
Yankee! The Australia will not be denied.
Night I looked at you.
They're looking across into the area and into the net. And Colby Bishop has backheeled the ball in.
I found a dream.
Mara might get on this in the penalty area.
That I could speak to.
And the referee's given a penalty to Portsmouth.
A dream that I can call.
Colby Bishop steps up, scores!
I found a thrill to press my cheek to.
Lag! You wouldn't believe it!
A thrill that I have never known. Oh, yeah, you smile.
And Kamara's gone!
What a goal!
Liam from Abu Kamara!
Oh, and then the spell was cast.
Back! What a goal! Bishop steps up and scores! Cross comes into the near post, headers into the net! Shock to see! The crowd are all over the pitch. Portsmouth are back in the second tier of English football. Portsmouth are promoted as League One champions.
How beautiful is it to hear that word from Andy Moon. Promoted. And another word, champions as well, all in one night. Pompey, 3-2 victors over Barnsley in midweek. Not only confirming promotion to the championship after so many years out of it, but also as champions of League One itself. The Blues are now on 94 points with two games remaining. Unbeaten, by the way, it's something that's gone a bit unnoticed over the last few days in the celebrations, in 17 league matches. Derby County in second position behind 8 points. They're on 86 with also two games to play. Bolton Wanderers in third position, the best team in the league, of course, 83 points with also two games to play. Peterborough United, Barnsley and Oxford United make up the remainder of those playoff positions. Lincoln City are 2 points behind Oxford with two matches to play. Blackpool could also sneak in. They are 3 points behind. Stevenage, 6 points behind Oxford United and sixth with two games to play. Still possible, very unlikely. They have now lost Steve Evans as manager. He's moved on to back to Rotherham United with two games of the season remaining. Very bizarre one. Carlisle United, we knew, relegated to League Two last weekend. They remain at the foot of the table. Fleetwood Town in 23rd position, still at the moment mathematically could survive. Port Vale and Cheltenham currently join those in the relegation zone as things stand, but that's not where we're looking this evening. It is right at the very top, and that is where Portsmouth Football Club are. They are heading to the Championship, and two guys who will be thrilled, I'm sure, to talk about all of that and go through the events of Tuesday night's game, if they can remember it. Alex Fletcher and Freddie Webb. Going to first of all say good evening and hello to Alex Fletcher. Alex, good evening. Have you recovered yet?
Evening, Jake. Absolute pleasure. I have recovered. I'm still feeling a little bit worse where I think I'm just... I'm still so emotional about it. But no, I'm absolutely buzzing. And yeah, it's great to be on. Thank you.
Freddie Webb also here alongside us tonight. Freddie, I think I got my first decent night's sleep last night after a few days celebrating that success on Tuesday. What a night, and one of those days that will certainly go down in the magnificent history of this football club.
I can't stop thinking about it. Literally the replay of Shoftness's goal in my head over and over again. The memories of running on the pitch with the other supporters and everything that went with it. 7 years in this in that division, Jake, and we're finally out of it. It's magnificent stuff.
Looking forward to the Championship, Alex. This is something, of course, that's been on the tip of our tongue throughout the majority of this campaign, knowing, of course, the end goal was indeed promotion. Now we are in a position, Alex, to be able to finally say that Portsmouth will be playing Championship football next season. You must be buzzing as a supporter to be able to finally hear those words and, you know, confirmed at the top of the League One table, that little C next to Pompey's name.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I want to kind of enjoy the end. That's why I'm pleased we've still got a couple of games, you know, just to sort of enjoy the end of this season, enjoy the achievement of winning League One and everything that goes with it. And people have been asking me, how do you think you're going to do next season? I said, I'm not sure yet. I don't want to think about that just yet. I want to just savour and enjoy this moment because it's absolutely sensational. But yeah, I think everyone's buzzing. I'm sure we'll talk about it at length, but the atmosphere in the city after the game on Tuesday was just incredible. Everybody, and that's what I love as well about the city being so well connected with the club, because everybody is just buzzing. Everyone's loving it. And I can't get enough of it, honestly. But same as we said to Freddie, I've been watching the highlights every single day, about two or three times. I cannot get enough of it, honestly. It's incredible. forward to the Championship. Hopefully that's going to be our resting place for a bit of time until we can look upwards once again. But honestly, I'm over the moon, as you can probably tell.
And yeah, you are over the moon, Alex, and we all are. Maybe a little bit too over the moon, Alex. I hear you've been in a bit of trouble at work today. Are you singing Championes and we're on our way around the office whilst trying to work?
Well, so I walked in today. It's the first day I'm back in the office in Birmingham, because I've been working down at home in Portsmouth. I came down so I could watch the game. And obviously, you know, all the Brummies, they're not locals. I did walk through town on the way to work with my Pompey scarf and a shirt and a Pompey shirt on. And I did get a Villa fan say, "Play up Pompey" to me, which was fantastic. Walked to the office. Yeah, I was just sort of slightly humming to myself, Championes, and we're on our way and all these fantastic. And yeah, a manager told me very politely to be quiet, but it was slightly distracting, which was very disappointing, until I found out that manager was a Derby County fan. So ooh. I wonder maybe there was a little bit of sour grapes there, I'm not sure. And then, to top it all off, I hung the Pompey scarf over the top of my computer. An hour later, another manager, who's a Villa fan, told me to take it down because it was a fire hazard. And I said, I know Pompey have been on fire, but I didn't realise it was that bad. I'm sorry, poor dad joke, I'll admit, but... But yeah, so, I mean, listen, I think the thing is that when reality hits, when you go back to work, I think everyone, it's doing its best to sort of bring you back down to earth. But honestly, I'm not going to let it. I'm going to stay on this cloud for a little bit longer.
Interesting to hear from Alex Fair, and also interesting to hear from George Rees-Julian, reporter of the Daily Echo in Southampton, who Pompey hopefully will be playing next season. Russell Martin, the gaffer over at that club down the road, messaged John Massino after the promotion. Apparently they both played for England's colleges together, saying, "I'm pleased for John, but that doesn't mean I'm pleased for Portsmouth have been promoted." Russell Martin there. Sounds a bit scared for the Derby next season, doesn't he, Russell Martin? He's pleased for John Massino, not pleased for Pompey.
No, absolutely not. I mean, if that game happens, the pressure is all on them, isn't it? They've been the side that's been in the higher divisions with all that money, not doing or winning anything for that matter, but you know, they've been up there for quite a while, and they won't know what to expect if they go down the Fratton Park or deal with all of that. It would be completely alien to them, completely.
We're coming for you. Let's get some reaction from that game on Tuesday night before we delve into it a little bit deeper. Max Swatton after the full-time whistle caught up with the man, the myth, the legend, Sean Raggett,
our longest serving player. You've been here the longest. You've had this goal for the longest. How does it feel to have finally achieved it tonight in the way that we did it as well?
I think the only way I can describe that is behind the birth of my daughter. That's the biggest moment of my life for sure. The feeling I got at the end there was unbelievable. You know, I said 5 years ago when I signed, the aim was to get promoted. That's what I wanted to achieve here. And, you know, there's been some good times, there's been some bad times as well, of course. And to finally sort of get over the line and do it has been just, yeah, I can't really describe it.
I'm not even going to keep you for too long. Just tell us what your plans are for tonight.
Oh, no, I'm going to go have a quiet one at home.
Quiet one at home? Sean Raggett, you're a fibber. No way. That didn't happen. a lot of people to be pleased about this promotion, Freddie. Not to mention the Pompey fans, John Bassino in his first full season of management, Marlon Pack as a Pompey boy himself to captain his side. 2 promotion and a league title. But first of all, Sean Raggett, at the moment, he's been at the club for longer than any other player who is currently representing Pompey. And for him to achieve promotion finally after all of these years with the club, he's stuck by us, we've stuck by him. And yeah, what a feeling for him and potentially many at the start of the season weren't envisioning that he'd play such a big part.
Yeah, I can't imagine what he's feeling like, to be honest. As a fan, I'm proud of all the players for all the magnificent work they've done this season and the staff. But Sean Raggett tops the list. He was counted out several times this season, including myself, thinking, oh, other players will be ahead of him due to the style of play on the pitch and that sort of thing. But I don't think I've seen a player improve in one season as much as he has. From even go back to the bit last season when Messina first came in, and throughout this season, Raggett's been on it. He's been superb, not just with the stuff we knew he could do properly, man mark a defender, win all his aerial duels, and put it there for key interceptions all the time. He was playing the ball out from the back a lot of the time superbly, and yes, there's faults, but he's won me over, and I think, I know his contract's up, but he's sort of earned it, hasn't he, this season? Him and Shoftesy, the pairing, they've been imperious this season. Yeah. Absolutely magnificent, and he deserves all the positive feelings he's going through right now.
And speaking of Conor Shocknessy, of course, on Tuesday night, Pompey, when the game was at 2-2, we'll go on to the details of the match after the break, but at 2-2, Pompey were heading for promotion. Bolton Wanderers were also drawing 2-2 with Shrewsbury in their game, but a win would have confirmed the title for Portsmouth. And in the 88th minute, Conor Shocknessy doing what he does best. He's done it numerous times this season, particularly at Fratton Park as well, heading home from a corner to send the Blues fans into absolute delirium. And after the game, Max Watton again caught up with the Blues defender, asking him to put his feelings into words.
Yeah, it's difficult to put into words. Yeah, I think so many grown men said that to me coming across the pitch there after the game, that telling me they love me. Unbelievable feeling. You can see what it means to the people of Portsmouth. Never felt anything like it before. And I think it's what we deserve as a group. I think that whole game probably sums up the season, really. Just the resilience, the just waiting for that one special moment to win the game. It's what's got us through many games earlier in the season, and we've done it again tonight.
Do you realise that you have just etched yourself into Pompey history forever?
It's not really hit home yet. It's probably going to take a little while to sink in. But like I said, unbelievable feeling. I can't. It's what you dream of as a kid growing up, and it's what we wanted all season long, what you work for, what everyone, the players, the staff, everybody as one team, one group has worked towards, and yeah, we've done it.
Alex, what is it about Conor Shocknessy? He just manages to pull something out of a hat from sometimes nowhere to give Pompey a really dramatic ending at Fratton Park. If there was anyone who was up for the task, it was always going to be him, right?
I mean, I think he's probably just the best player in the world, isn't he, really? That's the honest answer. No, I mean, I think that's the thing. I mean, so much of this team has been built on belief, and I feel like I think what was really, really nice, actually, I was listening to the coverage and some of the aftermath, some of the reaction and some of the radio interviews that went on when I was coming back. And I heard one of them, they were talking to the set-piece coach. I'm sort of awful because I've really forgotten his name. But the set-piece coach of Pompey, and I think just even little things like that, those details, we've clearly highlighted that as something we can do. I mean Raggett scored from corners as well this season. But Shocknessy, just the way he attacks the ball, I think the best one for me was when he scored against Bolton, where he attacks it in the near post across the keeper. He's just got such a presence in there. And, you know, I mean, at 2-2, I was just begging, could we just have the full-time whistle? Could Bolton just slip up? Could you just get promoted? But it was never going to be the end, was it? And when that ball hit the back of the net, it was just an incredible moment. And I think considering that most of the hype actually at the beginning of the season was around Regan Poole, and rightly so, he's a fantastic footballer, and was really gutting that he had his injury. But, you know, the fact that Raggett and Shocknessy have stepped up so incredibly well and have been those main players. And I think the goal against Wickham, the last-minute goal against Carlisle, they're just precursors for this moment. And I think that when you... And that'll give belief for next season, assuming that Shocknessy is still in the team, which I imagine he will be. Yeah. That'll give us belief for next season. You get that corner, you get that moment where you need it. He'll always be there, and he'll always be an absolute nightmare for those those defenders at back. And I think that's going to serve us well in the future. And of course, it served us well on Tuesday night. I mean, what an incredible, incredible moment.
And I'm just going to say it again, if you are to tune again, Pompey have been promoted to the Championship after 7 years in League One. We're going to take you into the dressing room now, something we don't always get to do, or something we've never done here on the Football Hour, as far as I'm concerned. After the game on Tuesday night, John Bassino, who's always very level-headed, very calm in his post-match interviews, after the job was all done, everything was confirmed, he was able to let his hair down just a little bit.
First of all, to win the f***ing league with two games to spare, like, don't forget what a f***ing remarkable achievement that is. I've been telling you, that is an unbelievable achievement. It is absolutely incredible to do that against some of the big boys, to come back from where we've been last season and to do what we've done since the 1st of July, whatever it was, everything we bang on about day in, day out, I've done it. And you boys have been absolutely superb. And that game tonight, not the first 85 to be fair, because we haven't been like that all season, but to come out of that game with a win sums the group up. It sums the group up. My one piece of advice to you, and I know you'll do it, enjoy the moment. You say that's special. It's a special club to do it at, and I think you're a very, very special group. I've been involved in football for 20 years. Everyone here will tell you you've been involved in football a long time. Some groups are average. This is a special group.
We've been waiting a very long time to hear scenes like that, Freddie, and you can really sense, you know, in that audio there, the togetherness within the squad, something we've seen for throughout the entire campaign as well. Now they can all let their hair down and celebrate, and celebrate they did on Tuesday night. But hearing that audio from the dressing room, you can see that this team is a very, very likeable one at that.
Yeah, absolutely. They seem to have everything from top to bottom, a manager that can bring that togetherness out of them. And all Pompey fans know that the club hasn't had that all the time throughout the 7 years we've been in this division. But no, this, in everything we've read, everything we've watched, the players have always said that. And we believe it from audio clips like that. It's a wonderful thing, and it's an X factor that not a lot of clubs have, I don't think. And that's something that hopefully the Blues can take to next season.
Indeed. We're going to hear more from Freddie and Alex tuning in for back home as well. And we're going to read out some socials coming in as well on the text tweets and the emails. We're also going to get more reaction to that game from within the Pompey camp. Captain Marlon Pack and, of course, Pompey boy himself will be delivering his reaction to not only the Blues' victory over Barnsley, but what promotion means to him.
It lived up to more than the expectation that I thought. It was... Yeah, I've been on that pitch as a young lad, but to be on it as a captain of the club that I've supported my whole career, a club that I came through at the age of 8 years old, honestly, it's one that I look, it's legacy stuff, right? So that's like, when I look back at my career, this will be the proudest moment of my whole career.
Stick with us here on Express FM. You're listening to the Football Hour, and we've got a promotion special to keep bringing you after the break.
For the fans, by the fans, the Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
Go by bus. Go greener with Stagecoach.
Next stop, a cleaner, greener future. Did you know that if we all ditch the car and switch to a bus just once a month for a year, we'd save the UK 2 million tonnes of CO2?
Switch to bus, because by switching, you can make a big difference. Get on board a Stagecoach bus for a cleaner, greener future. For more information, go to switchtobus.com.
For the fans, by the fans. The Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
Yes, good evening and welcome to this promotion special edition of the Football Hour here on Portsmouth's Express FM, with you every Monday and Friday evening from 6 to 7 o'clock to bring you all of the reaction and the previews for Portsmouth Football Club, who have been promoted to the Championship as winners of League One on Tuesday night with two games to spare. A dramatic encounter with Barnsley at Fratton Park. Barnsley, who took the lead twice in that midweek showdown at PO4. And if you missed any of the action here on Pompey Live, well, here's a little replay.
Every kick.
Left foot, great delivery.
Every goal.
Curling it past the goalkeeper.
Every game is right here.
Oh, I don't believe
be live.
What a moment for Pompey!
On Express FM.
And we're ready to get this underway. It's good to have you with us. And there's a ball that's put Pompey in danger. And the ball across the face of goal is in. And Devontae Cole has scored. And the flag stays down. In truth, the shot that came in from McAtee, he totally mishit it. But Cole was able to dive in and deflect it past Will Norris into the back of the net. Barnsley 1, Portsmouth 0. And Kamara's got it. And we know how dangerous he can be as he cuts in field. And looks for the bit of Yenge. Good turn from Yenge. Ball will fall well and it's blocked. Yenge scores! Pompey a level. And Yenge wants the ball back. Portsmouth score with their first attack. Yenge's left foot rifling it high into the net. It's Portsmouth 1, Barnsley 1. And White, who's he going to look for? He drives forward. That's good from Gavin White. And Duren in the box. Tino and Duren for Portsmouth. Shoots! And it's just wide. Goal kick. And oh, Pompey have got to be careful and they're not. And McAtee's got a good chance. He's thrown goal. McAtee, great save, Will Norris. Sloppy at the back from Pompey. And the half-time whistle goes here at Fratton Park. It is Portsmouth 1, Barnsley 1. As things stand, that will be enough to send Portsmouth to the Championship. Barnsley again coming forward. And Phillips has got a great chance and Phillips has scored. McAtee's put it away. The flag is down. John McAtee slots it past Norris. Pompey opened up so easily. It's Portsmouth 1, Barnsley 2. Lang looks for Kamara. He's not going to find him. Bishop might. Here's Kamara just outside the box. Shot comes in just over the bar. From Evans. Defensive players in the Barnsley penalty area. Sadie back to goal. Trying to turn around the corner. Slide challenge comes in. And the referee says penalty kick. It's a penalty to Portsmouth. Colby Bishop steps up and scores. Away to the keeper's right. And that might be the goal that secures Portsmouth's return to the Championship. Bishop is fired up. Portsmouth a level. Pompey 2, Barnsley 2. Cross comes in. Sanipos headers into the net. Surely Pompey are heading for the Championship. It's Shocknessy from a corner again. We've seen it so many times. It's Portsmouth 3, Barnsley 2. It might be the title. And Portsmouth have been promoted because Bolton have drawn 2-2 with Shrewsbury. Portsmouth's place in the Championship for next season is confirmed. And they are 2.5 minutes away from getting the points that will ensure they are League One champions. Ball is being sent forward. The final whistle goes. The crowd are all over the pitch. 12 years after being relegated from the Championship, Portsmouth are back in the second tier of English football. A rookie manager has worked his magic and brought joy to Fratton Park. Portsmouth are promoted as League One champions. It's Portsmouth 3, Barnsley 2.
All the unmissable action. Pompey Live on Express FM.
And after that game, Max Swatton spoke with League One Manager of the Season and now League One title winner, John Messino.
Well, John, my word, where do you even start? Champions, and to do it in that manner, just take it away.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to know where to start. We were sort of staring down the barrel after 85 minutes. I thought we were really, really poor. And at some point, honestly, I'll get over the performance pretty quickly.
I don't think it matters.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter at all. The performance was poor, but to be able to do what we did at the back end of the game, to come back to get the penalty, and then to win the game, it just feels a bit surreal at the moment. And I'm sure once things settle down, it'll sink in. We've obviously been thinking about this over the past couple of weeks, but nothing can actually prepare you for the moment and the feeling and the fans coming on the pitch. So, yeah, I think once the dust settles, the best thing about this, in my opinion, apart from getting promoted to the Championship, is the fact that we've got a couple of games left and we can enjoy it. So, I've done it before at the back end of the season. You do it on the last game and it's done, and you know, we'll see you next season and do all that. We've got two games left. It's first of all a remarkable achievement for the lads to do that with two games left against some of the big boys in this league is an incredible, incredible feat. In my eyes, I'd obviously say that. So it's really pleasing that we've got 10 days to enjoy it.
I don't even know what to ask you next, but just listening to your answer then, promoted to the Championship, has it even begun to sink in yet?
No, honestly, it hasn't. And I think, yes, I'll try and waffle on an answer as many of your questions as possible, because I know you're a bit lost for words. But that's part of it. So part of my thought around tonight is the fact that when you've got a football club where 95% of the people that work here are Portsmouth fans, it means even more to everyone to be able to do that. And I actually love the fact that we've been able to do that tonight, to obviously reward everybody that has been connected to this football club for a long time, all of the staff, everybody right up to the top. I mean, the owners have been through the mill for the past 7 years, a huge amount of criticism. My first game here in January of 2023, the plane flew over with Eisner's no plan, no ambition. Obviously, a bit comical now, but I mentioned that because I'm just absolutely buzzing for the ownership and the fact that they've taken a hell of a lot of flack and done in terms of my time at the football club, been absolutely amazing. Back to St January, which has made a huge difference, I think, over the past however many games. So to be able to do that for them is brilliant. For the squad and what they've achieved, I think it's remarkable. The players have put such a huge amount in, and you would know from your time reporting back the first day of pre-season all the way through, the amount of work that the boys put in, because you see it day in, day out, is brilliant. And then I guess finally for everybody that's backed me to come into the football club, and it goes back to the Eisners, but I guess on the first stage it's Andy Cullen, Tony Brown and Rich Hughes. There was nobody else that was hiring me as a head coach at that point, that's for sure. And that's fine, it wasn't a thing, because I was a player at Oxford and I played a couple of games last year in the league, which is just sounds a bit bizarre now that I mention it. So for the executives at the football club to take that risk and to put the football club in my hands, I'm obviously delighted for what we've achieved, but just more so for everybody connected to the football club. And I think I'll probably get onto this, but the most important thing for me is the fans. This sounds a bit cliche, but it's just true. The more time I spent in the city, the more time I spent at Fratton Park, the more I can feel how difficult it's been for the fans over the past however many years, being very, very close to liquidation, nearly falling out of the Football League. You go from the top of the Premier League, winning the FA Cup, to the bottom of League Two. It's a tough, tough, tough place to be. They've been through the mill. Nights like this, it's just incredible. I can hear them outside still chanting. And what a night, what a moment for them. Probably felt again that Portsmouth had done what we've done over the past couple of years and not quite got it over the line. So that is a very, very special feeling for me.
Where's the fun in doing it the easy way?
I mean, I would have liked to have done it the easy way. Honestly, I thought it was so difficult at times tonight, and we had to try and keep a calm head in and amongst all of the chaos. It was a bit of a chaotic game. Barnsley were a good side. They came, they caused us problems, and obviously went a goal ahead. At that point we were thinking, look, if we can get the equaliser, then that's going to be the most important thing. We got the equaliser. It just, I don't think the performance sums up the boys for this season, because they've been much, much better than that for, what are we, 44 games, for 42 games, because I thought we struggled at the weekend and struggled again tonight. The last 15 minutes sums up the squad. Christian Sadie coming off the bench, making a massive difference. Christian was brought off at half-time here against Leyton Orient when we lost 3-0 in January. Found himself out of squads, found himself out of teams, worked hard, got himself back in the side, and has made a huge, huge impact. And I single Christian out, because that for me sums up the entirety of the squad and where they've been. You can't achieve what we've achieved this year without a squad of players that properly means it and properly dedicates their life to football. And it's been difficult. We've got loads of lads in tracksuits there that couldn't be involved tonight, the likes of Riley Towler. I mean, no one will know what contribution that kid's had to our promotion season this year, but it's been massive. And that goes throughout the squad. There's been so many of them. And yeah, I just mentioned that again to summarise what it means to us as a squad.
John Bassinio there speaking to Max Swatton after the full-time whistle on Tuesday night confirmed Pompey's promotion to the Championship. Linda Mayle on the email said, champions, but it wouldn't be Pompey if they'd done it the easy way. With less than 10 minutes to go and 2-1 down, we win 3-2. This has been this team's character all season. What a great night and atmosphere. Thanks are required to the team, management, Rich Hughes, great recruitment and all the staff. But a big thank you to the Eisners, who have upgraded the stadium, backed the manager and continually supported the club. Let's hope we can enjoy the presentation presentation of a trophy, and the players can enjoy their time on the pitch. We've had our time on the pitch on Tuesday. Hopefully no one spoils it for everyone tomorrow. Play at Pompey, Linda. On the emails, yeah, completely echo those sentiments from you there, Linda. And also on the emails, Dave, it was an interesting team selection, but John Bassino doesn't get much wrong, does he? I think we saw resilience on Tuesday that has been evident throughout the season, where Barnsley gave us a bit of a passing and movement lesson at times and produced a good performance from Will Norris. But what a way to win a title and get promoted. To come from behind twice on the night and score both an equaliser and winner in the final 10 minutes made it a special night under the lights. The crowd were great, probably better than the team for the first 70 minutes, but everything fell into place in the end. On to Saturday and the presentation, which we now can just enjoy. Although the league table would look great if we finish with 100 points. Great to see Chris Kamara back at PO4 too. Congratulations to the owners, management team, players, and of course, Pompey supporters everywhere. Play at Pompey, says Dave on the emails. Also, in regards to the 100 points, Pompey, of course, on 94 with two games remaining, can be Centurions if they win both of their remaining League One fixtures this season. Steve also on Facebook saying 100 points would be nice, but happy enough with champions. Let's very quickly go through the events of the game then, Freddie. Not in too great detail because promotion is the overriding sensation at the moment. It was a very entertaining game at Fratton Park, under the floodlights as well, as it so often is. Were you expecting it to be that dramatic with an equaliser and a winner so late on, meaning that we would be champions?
It was a tough one, wasn't it? Because Barnsley played incredibly well to start with, deploying the high press in the wide areas and just causing Pompey a lot of problems with a lot of pace and some excellent passing as well. When it was 2-1 to Barnsley, I thought, Pompey needs to change some stuff. Wasn't the biggest fan of the five changes to the beginning, but brought Sadie on, a lot of grit in midfield. But as soon as that penalty was given and Bishop tucked it away, I don't know. It just seemed like the perfect script, didn't it? Yeah. It all aligned, and they did it.
They did it indeed. Yeah, still can't believe it. Five changes, as alluded to by Freddie there. Alex, Joe Rafferty, Owen Moxon, Callum Lang, Paddy Lane, and Colby Bishop dropping out of the 11. Zach Swanson, Lee Evans, Tino Andrew, and Gavin White, and Cassini Yenge coming in. And as John Messina mentioned in his interview, as people were getting in touch from back home, are saying probably wasn't Pompey's best performance, particularly up until the 70th minute, when a lot of those players that were replaced came back onto the score, onto the pitch rather. It was very bold from John Messina, but a plan which ultimately, throughout the entire 100 minutes or so that were played, it did pay off in the end.
Yeah, it did, and I think that, I think perhaps with the game plan, we've got a lot of games we've had recently. They look quite tired at Bolton, those substitutes coming on. I think there was almost a plan. I think people were surprised when Andrew came off, but I think there's a plan to play one half with him, play one half with Lang. I think, he's got the tactics right, and I think he was right. It wasn't a brilliant performance throughout the whole game, but I think in the end, it's just team spirit and resilience, and that's what this team built on, and belief to get us over the line at the end there. I think, actually, if I look back, once we scored the penalty, there was no doubt we were going to get the winner. At the time, I wouldn't have thought it, but I think, actually, when I look back now, there was no doubt, just because that's what this team does, no matter who you have on the pitch.
Great to have a bit of rotation. That quality within this depth of this squad is showing evident at Fratton Park at the moment. Five changes on Tuesday in a massive game, and still Pompey get over the line with a victory. The luxury John Messina has at the moment to make these changes is superb. Under the lights at Fratton Park this season, Pompey have played 7 games, won 6 and drawn 1. That draw, of course, but all stalemate with Derby County not so long ago. Wins over Exeter, Wickham, Bolton, Cambridge, Burton and now Barnsley. Reinstating that statistic. Pompey unbeaten at Fratton Park under the floodlights this season. It truly is a special, special place to go for football. Under the floodlights, you couldn't get much better than that. And for somebody who will be absolutely buzzing with that result and with what it means to him, Marlon Pack came back to Pompey in the summer of 2022. The club he supports, the club he came through the academy ranks of so many years ago. In fact, during the time Pompey were on their way down from the Championship to League Two, Marlon Pack, he caught up after the game with Max Watton.
Marlon, you have just lived the dream of every single person on this island. How does it feel?
You know what, Max? Me and you have spoke, both being Pompey fans. It's the reason I came back. It's the reason the lads come to this football club. But it lived up to more than that, the expectation that I thought. It was, I've been on that pitch as a young lad. But to be on it as a captain of the club that I've supported my whole career, a club that I came through at the age of 8 years old, honestly, it's one I look, it's legacy stuff, right? So that's like, when I look back at my career, this would be the proudest moment of my whole career. And it's a career that's spanned for, what, 15 years now, 16 years. So, yeah, unbelievable. Seeing people on the pitch that, you know, I grew up with, it's all right. It's just to give it to those fans is, I don't really know what to say, mate, to be honest.
Neither do I. Yeah. But I'm going to say two things to you. Champions of League One, yeah. Promoted to the Championship, but also you have just etched your name into the history of Portsmouth Football Club forever.
That's more than anything, you know what I mean? The personal accolades, everything we talk about is... I said to this group before, like, we've got a moment. Someone will be a hero tonight. We've got an opportunity to etch ourselves in history, and the thing about this football club, they don't forget you. So I think for us now, we deserve to enjoy it. The fans deserve to enjoy it. You boys behind the camera deserve to enjoy it, because I spoke about all season, we're all a big family here, and we try to create something this year, and it's the team behind the team and everyone really chucking in and kind of using their own worth to help us achieve something this year. So I'm just pleased for everyone associated with this football club, because it's a stepping stone to get us back to where we belong. There's too many times down the years we've struggled, and to be back in the Championship and you know, fighting with some of the big boys is unbelievable, and everyone in this city deserves it. And I just want to say thank you to Rich, the gaffer, and the Eisners for backing us this year and giving us the platform to go out and achieve it.
One thing about this football club is they'll never forget you. Another thing about this football club is they'll never do it the easy way.
No, we didn't. Yeah, that's
but who cares?
Who cares? I mean, I think that game typifies us as a group generally. Like, we weren't at our best at all. 17 games unbeaten now? We find a way. And that's something, like I said, we'll keep going on about, and I don't want to bore people, but that's something we created. Another late goal, two late goals for determination. Not a lot of quality tonight or skill, but that heart and desire and something that we've done all season, and I think that's why the fans can relate to us a little bit more. And we wanted to give them a product on the pitch for them to be proud of, and I think you've seen tonight that they're proud of us, and I'm proud of them being one of them. You know, I'm going to soak up. I'm going to watch it all back in a few weeks when I'm on holiday, and really take it all in then.
We mentioned in the sort of start of a show, Freddie, what it means to Pompey fans, what it means to Marlon Pack, to captain this side to success. Really what a player he's been as well, in that midfield, really consistent throughout the entirety of the campaign, and a real man mountain and a Rolls Royce of a midfielder, somebody that you could only dream of having within your team.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the sort of player at any level that you build your side around. I immediately thought that when he came in last year. Bags of experience, can control a midfield, has a range of passing. He had everything, and he's been a superb captain, because he obviously gets Pompey and the fans and the city and everything. He grew up here and everything, and he was one of the major building blocks of the season. What was it? I think the last time I checked, he had 8 assists from deep in midfield. That's a wild stat for a player who plays largely in the centre of midfield and has a lot of defensive responsibility as well. Named in the League One 11. Thoroughly deserved everything, and I hope he's fully embraced it, is fully enjoying everything at the moment.
Speaking of assists, got the assist for the winning goal on Tuesday night, which of course sealed Pompey's title as League One champions. Marlon Pack, what a player, what a captain. Lewis on Twitter, I don't know if you've seen a picture going around on social media, Pompey fans, of Marlon Pack. On the shoulders of Pompey supporters on the pitch at Fratton Park on Tuesday night, somebody had snapped this sensational photo of the Blues captain on the shoulders of those Pompey fans. Flares in the background, everyone enjoying themselves, Fratton Park in the backdrop of it as well. Lewis on Twitter, responsible for that photo. And earlier on Instagram, Marlon Pack was trying to seek help from Pompey supporters to try and track down the person who took this photograph. And now that person has been found. It is Lewis. And he has this evening tweeted, "Today has been an eventful one. Signed boots from El Capo and squad signed shirt on the way as well. Is it possible to love this club anymore?" On X, that is LHG22_. That is Lewis's X handle, if you want to have a look. It's a photo of him and Marlon Pack and the boots signed by Marlon Pack, saying to Lewis, "Thanks for capturing the moment up the Blues." Fantastic moment for Marlon Pack and indeed Lewis there. Right, we're going to be back with more from Freddie and more from Alex to that incredible night on Tuesday. The 3-2 victory over Barnsley, promotion to the Championship, and a small matter of another game to preview tomorrow.
For
the fans, by the fans. The Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
Whether you're out with your mates, catching the latest blockbuster, or just enjoying late night bus rides, from 7pm every day, you can take advantage of a Knight Rider ticket, taking you from A to B and everywhere in between. Simply purchase your Knight Rider ticket on the bus or using the Stagecoach app to get unlimited travel anywhere on the whole of the Stagecoach South for just £2.50. The world is your oyster. Visit stagecoachbus.com for timetable and ticket information.
For the fans, by the fans. The Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
Welcome along for the final time this evening to the Football Hour here on Portsmouth's Express FM, where we are celebrating promotion as title winners for Pompey in League One following their 3-2 victory over Barnsley at Fratton Park on Tuesday night. Really, really dramatic game as well. Pompey equalising through Colby Bishop on the penalty spot in the 83rd minute, and Connor Shocknessy doing what he does best in the 89th minute to seal the win and that league title for the Blues. The scenes after the game were absolutely fantastic. Of course, you weren't allowed to do that, Pompey fans, but it was great to see everybody flooding onto the pitch and celebrating that moment. However, Pompey fans, the job is done. We are promoted. We are the league champions with two games to spare. On Saturday, our final home game of the season represents a really great opportunity to let the players, the staff at Fratton Park enjoy their moment, do their lap of honour around the stadium, and then they've got the signage, the stage set up for the team to lift the League One trophy. And we really hope that you Pompey supporters tuning in who are heading to Fratton Park tomorrow can give these players and the staff the opportunity to really celebrate this monumental occasion. And some messages as well from within the Pompey camp to try and persuade you not to enter the field of play at any time tomorrow afternoon.
Hi everyone, I hope you've all recovered from the other night. What an amazing special night we had here at Fratton. It was just unbelievable, and everybody at the football club really enjoyed themselves. It was a brilliant occasion. Just a very, very quick message from me. Could you please, please stay off the pitch on Saturday? We won't be able to lift the trophy without it, so we've got the League One Champions Trophy coming down to Fratton Park. It's going to be an amazing occasion, but if you can enjoy it from the stands, that would be absolutely amazing. We'll be out here with the team, with families. We'll spend plenty of time out on the pitch, and you know, we'll really, really enjoy it if we manage to do it, manage to lift the trophy. It will be a very, very special day. So thank you in advance for your cooperation, and I'll see you on Saturday to have a proper celebration. Thanks, guys.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all recovered after Tuesday night. What an unbelievable night, one that's going to live long in the memories for me and all the players and everyone, I'm sure, associated at the football club. But this is just a brief message, just to ask you kindly to stay away from the pitch on Saturday. It'd be great to create a real carnival and party atmosphere, but for us to receive our medals and to receive the trophy on the pitch, it's important that you as fans stay away. There'll be plenty of opportunities for us to see you and walk around with the trophy, but yeah, if you could stay away, that'd be great, and I'll try and get the gaffer to do the fist pumps at the end of the game.
He's going to try and get John Bassini to do those fist pumps, those famous fist pumps, but somebody does at the end of every game. Freddie, I think it goes without saying, doesn't it, as supporters, we've had our moment, we've had our celebrations, we have the luxury of having one home fixture remaining, of course, an away game next Saturday as well. This is an opportunity for the team to enjoy their celebrations, have that League One trophy lifted aloft at Fratton Park, something we didn't get in 2017 with how late we won it, won the League Two title that season. Let's hope nobody ruins this for everyone else.
Yeah, fingers crossed, eh? I mean, like you said earlier, Jake, Pompey fans had their fun with going on the pitch on Tuesday night. I was on there as well. But come on, if you do think about doing that, just think of being in the stand and watching the players lift that trophy and how magical that moment is. And think about that before anything else.
And whilst we had a great day on Southsea Common in 2017, watching them lift the League Two trophy, just think of the backdrop of Fratton Park when they lift the League One trophy. And for Marlon Papp, the captain, as well, to do it at his boyhood club. Please do not deprive him of that moment. So please, please, please stay away from that pitch tomorrow afternoon at Fratton Park. Now, if you are heading to PO4 for the game, a big one is on offer for you very lucky people. There is a planned TIFO being set up in the Fratton end by the Pompey Supporters Trust. And here to tell us more about it is Donald Vass.
Pompey fans, it's almost time for the final home game of our 125th anniversary campaign. And what a year it's been for both men and for women. Pompey Supporters Trust have already marked the anniversary with the Jimmy Dickinson statue and also the recent street art mural. We've got one more project lined up to celebrate this fantastic season. On Saturday for the Wigan game, we're going to be staging a fan tifo display here in the Fratton End. And if you sit here, we need you to do three things to help us make it a success. Number one, we need you to turn up on time. Be in your seat for about 5 to 3 when the teams come out from the tunnel. And when you get there, you should find a little card like this waiting for you in your seat. Secondly, when the players form their pre-match huddle, we need you to unfold the card and hold it up for about 60 seconds until kickoff. With the whole stand taking part in this, it's going to create a fantastic visual display to cap off this amazing 125th season. The third thing we really need you to do is not throw these around. If these end up on the pitch, quite simply, we're not going to be able to do this again. We've got some massive games next year that we'd love to repeat this for. Instead, please take it home as a souvenir or put it in the bin if not. Together, we're going to create this amazing visual to remember this fantastic season and cap off this amazing, historic 125th season. So for one last time, let's support the team, let's make a big atmosphere, play up on it.
Yep, thank you, Donald. If you're heading to Fratton Park tomorrow, be sure to be in your seats by 2:55 at the latest. If you're in the Fratton End, that is to hold those bits of paper up to really bring to life that planned tifo. And if you're not in the Fratton End, then, well, be in your seats anyway, because you'll be able to see it. It's going to be incredible. The first time the club has done this, of course, since 2013, when the Hours tifo was held up in the Fratton End. Wigan Athletic at home tomorrow afternoon, then. The final home game of the season. The penultimate League One fixture of the 2023-24 campaign for the League One champions, Portsmouth. Now, Kev Stokes has taken advantage of the Express FM app to have his say tonight on Pompey's promotion.
Hello, Jake. It's Kev here from That 80s Show. What a night it was on Tuesday. I was there on the pitch with my Freddy and dancing with tears in my eyes like the Ultravox song from 1984. Brilliant. And I am going to celebrate tonight with my mate Ash. So play up, Pompey. So glad we got it over the line. Well done, you.
Now, we're going to get a full preview of tomorrow's game during our pre-match build-up of the match on Pompey Live from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. However, I can now bring you a quick look into the Blues' next opponent, who Kirsty Roxanne has more on.
They have done it. Portsmouth are League One champions. After 12 years away, John Messino's side are heading back to the Championship.
This week's opposition.
An incredible 3-2 win over Barnsley under the lights Tuesday night ended with the fans all on the pitch. The late-minute header from Shopnessy secured not only promotion, but promotion as champions. With two league games left this season, let's take a look into the first side we face, Wigan Athletic.
Manager.
Sean Maloney is at the helm for the Latics. The 41-year-old is a former Celtic, Wigan Athletic and Scottish international player. Over his 16-year career, he scored 63 goals from 309 appearances. Maloney returned to manage Wigan in January 2023, after relegation back to League One last season and following the 8-point deduction handed to Maloney's men at the start of the season. Their recent victory has secured the Latic status for the next season in League One.
One to watch.
Wigan's youth project, Thilo Asgard, is our one to look out for. Asgard made his professional debut for the Latics back in October 2020. Since then, he has made 101 appearances and scored 14 goals. The 21-year-old had a solid start to the 2021-22 season, signing an improved 4.5-year contract running until June 2026. So far this campaign, the midfielder has scored 8 goals and made 3 assists. The Norway international wears the number 10 shirt.
Top scorer.
Stephen Humphreys is Wigan's leading goal scorer this campaign. The 26-year-old joined the Latics in July 2021. He scored 7 goals from 49 appearances in the 2021-22 campaign, helping lead the club to promotion to the second tier. After going out on loan last season, Humphreys made a return to the club. The forward has scored 9 goals so far this season and wears a number 11 shirt.
Current form.
Maloney's side are currently sitting 15th in the table, accumulating 56 points. Their last 5 games have ended in 1 victory, 3 draws and 1 defeat. Their most recent game ended in a 3-1 win over Lincoln City and ended the Imps' 16-game undefeated run since January 1st. The last time these teams met at the DW Stadium, the Blues came out on top with a 2-1 victory. It is now time for Pompey's last League One home game of the season. Can the Blues end the campaign with another record book accomplishment and reach 100 points? Will it be a missable action on Pompey Live?
And one player who will be very looking forward to this one, I'm sure, is Callum Lang against his old club, who will, by the way, have to do the guard of honour for him. Freddie's going to enjoy that, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think he doubts his move. I think it was mentioned in the Wigan press that basically it just got to the point where he needed a change, and his goal output and assists this season, it definitely showed that, didn't it?
Can I push you for a score prediction, please, for tomorrow afternoon?
Completely out of thin air, 2-2 draw.
Freddie, thank you very much. Alex Fletcher, what do you reckon tomorrow afternoon, Pompey versus Wigan? Is this going to be another win and potentially on the way for the Blues to get to 100 points?
I've got this one all sussed out, Jake. We're going to be 2-0 down, and then it's going to be 5 minutes from time. We're going to get three corners in succession. Brilliant. Shaughnessy, Raggett, and Shaughnessy again win 3-2. That's the prediction.
I'll take that. Alex, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you so much, Jake. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Freddie, you too, thank you very much for coming into the studio tonight. It's been a pleasure, as always, to have you on the Football Hour.
Oh, a pleasure to be on, mate. Thank you so much.
So, Pompey fans, then, promotion is secured to the Championship for next season. The title is ours with two games to spare. The celebrations are still going to continue, but we've got a small matter of two more League One fixtures to come in the next week or so.
Pompey live.
Pompey are promoted to the Championship.
Cross comes into the near post, headers into the net! Shaughnessy! Surely Pompey are heading for the Championship! It's Portsmouth 3, Barnsley 2, it might be the title!
Next up, the champions take on Wigan Athletic at Fratton Park.
Every kick, every goal, every game is right here on Express FM. Pompey live.
With Aquacars.
Pompey fans, we have finally done it. Portsmouth have been promoted back to the Championship after 12 years away from the second tier of English football. They are League One winners with two games to spare. How fantastic does that really feel to be able to hear that? Two games remain for the Blues in this division. Wigan Athletic at home tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock kickoff at Fratton Park, where John Bassino's men will lift the League One trophy. Should, of course, you supporters tuning in back home and elsewhere, if you're heading to PO4, remain off the field of play. So please give the players and the team the opportunity to lift that League One trophy. And big thank you to both Alex Fletcher and Freddie Webb for joining us on the Football Hour this evening. A big cheers to everybody who got in touch on the social media platforms, for emails as well. And apologies to those who I didn't quite get the time to read out this evening. Big thank you to everybody tuning in. And coming up here on Express FM tonight, School Days with Steve Randall is coming up right after the news at 7 to really ramp up your weekend. There are games happening tomorrow afternoon in League One. Oxford United take on Stevenage, actually, this evening, 8 o'clock. That's live on Sky Sports. So be sure to tune into that one if you fancy a bit of a football fix this evening. But for now, Blues fans, until Monday, when I'll be back with two more Blues supporters to review whatever happens tomorrow, a very good night and play up Pompey.